Amen. We're running a little bit late here. we're going to show, I want to show a video. I wanted to do something that was just very comforting today and good and edifying. That was my main desire for the morning. So Phyllis and I found this video, this Sid Roth edition, just came out just the other day. And it's two prophets, a man and his wife, that I'd never heard of before, Robin Bullock. And he speaks directly into right where we are. He had a he had a word about an epidemic coming. He didn't have the word pandemic, but I think clear back from 2017, and then in the April of 2016, maybe was the first that he had it. Then in 2019, he had another word about it in April, and then it came. In the first part, when he's talking about the pandemic, the virus, he says this phrase, and you just need to understand. He just said, used the wrong word. He said, "I don't think the virus is the solution, going to be the solution or what fix it." And he would have meant to say, the vaccine. Yeah. He says, "I don't think the vaccine is what's going to fix it or make it go away." So that's the only thing. And so I'll just let it speak for itself. Great spirits. I really love these two. What they share, very profound, very, very good. We're sitting at a moment in history preceding the next couple months. And I know what the plans are for some nefarious groups and people. I don't know what's going to actually happen. So it is a moment when all I can say is we need to trust the Lord. I do believe he's in control. Your faith will be just encouraged. And at the end of this, if it gets too late, you need to leave. It's about 36 minutes long. If you need to leave, you're always free to just do that. But we're going to make some declarations then as well, or we're going to open up the mic for people to. He will talk about that at the season that we're actually in between the Jewish New Year and our Gregorian calendar New Year. So very good stuff. So enjoy this. Amen.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Robin and Robin Bullock. And they're both prophets, and I think there's a real prophetic thing in both of them having the same first name and being married to each other. But for those that aren't familiar with you, I'll call you Lady Robin. I'll call you Robin.
All right.
And Robin, I have seen you minister on YouTube, not in person. And in fact, it's your whole family. I didn't realize it at the time I saw. Yes. You're musicians, and yes. you prophesy. And the first time I saw you guys, I said, "Wow, they must have known Kim Clement, and he must have laid hands on them," because I think that's the same as Kim Clement. And I'm sure others have seen that comparison between the two of you. But for those that aren't familiar with you, Robin, give me one prophetic word. In fact, there are many, people have to know your credentials. Your credentials as a prophet is prophesy the things that come to pass. Now, you were one of the first, I believe, to prophesy about the coronavirus. Tell me about that.
Yes, in 2016, I heard this word from the Lord that there was coming a harvest of sickness in the earth, and it would make the nations tremble. And it went on in more detail. But then on April the 30th, 2019, I was standing on the stage at the 11th Hour program, and I turned around and I said, "There's a terrible plague coming. It's a sickness. It's going to be an international thing. And it's going to be," I just kept on. I said, "It's a pestilence. I'm searching for a name." And Robin said, "An epidemic?" I said, "Yes, an epidemic maybe." I couldn't think of the word pandemic, but I knew it was coming, and I told it there twice, 2016, 2019, and then sure enough, the following January is when it hit the news. And so that was out that far ahead of time.
Well, out of curiosity, has God shown you anything about this pandemic as to how much longer it'll last, or whether there'll be the, most people believe there'll be a vaccine very soon. Has he shown you anything else about it for the future?
Yes, this is what he told me. He said, you're going to approach an Elijah moment and a Red Sea moment. There's going to be a moment in time that we're going to approach very soon. And he said, at this time, now there's going to be a rapid resurgence of everything all at once, riots, virus, everything. And then it will be swallowed up after that moment. It's like a Red Sea moment when people can't figure which way they're going to move. And it will be swallowed up in the Red Sea the same way. And I don't see it going much longer at all. And I don't think a virus is actually the answer to this thing. The Lord has shown me a lot of things, and the way it came is the way it will go. And there's about to be a lot of revelations uncovered about this whole thing. And a lot of people are going to find it hard to believe, but it's going to happen. And it's going to be in these moments, and we're rapidly approaching those moments. Yes.
Well, Lady Robin, I also heard you prophesy an amazing prophecy about Governor Cuomo. Would you repeat that?
Yes. Early October, I was awakened. I heard the Lord speak during my sleep, and he said, "Do you know who the embodiment of Herod is?" And before I could answer, I heard this loud, authoritative voice say, "It's Cuomo." Well, I sat straight up, and it was Governor Cuomo. And so I told Robin the next morning, when we always get up real early, and I said, you know, because he signed in a legalized abortion, and in his state, and also up to
after birth.
And yeah. So, you know, in the Bible, Herod, he killed the babies. Right. And so it seemed like he is the forerunner, you know, so to speak,
the parallel
before the return of
Jesus.
And
then also, you know, Herod stood up and gave one of his Herods that followed him,
right,
stood up and took all the credit from God.
Yes.
And you'll notice Cuomo said, God didn't do this when
we
the numbers started going down. He said, I did this. We did this, he said. Not I. He said, we did this.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember what happened to the other one in the scripture that said that?
The worms.
Well, worms represent corruption.
Yes.
And corruption ate him from the inside out. And so politically, I believe that's what you're about to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
And New York is very prophetic anyway, everything about it. And now when you see the way they're persecuting the Jewish people that's supporting Trump, you see that right now. He's really walking on thin ice in New York, and harvest is coming.
Yeah. Well, speaking of prophecy, the one thing that everyone at this moment wants to know is, because if you're a Bible believer, you have to not want Biden to be president unless you're for abortion, murdering the children in the womb and out of the womb now.
Yes.
And the whole litany of the most perverse sins in the Bible. Who is going to win? Has God shown you, Robin?
Well, you know, I was in a meeting down in Florida, and
reading that Bible just drove a wedge between me and my club brothers.
I want out.
You need my blessing for that.
I was listening to the Lord before this meeting, and this wasn't even on my mind, but this is the way it happens at times. And I turned around and the news was on, and I saw Joe Biden on the screen. And you remember this. I told you this. I said, I looked around and just out of conversation, I said, Lord, Joe Biden don't need to be president. And just like this, just like if you'd answered me, he said, he won't. Just like that. He said, he won't. And then he said this. He said, and after the election, now this is going to sound strange, but he said, the Democratic Party will go underground. And I don't think that, I don't know exactly what that means, but he said they would go underground like the throne of Pergamon, the throne of Satan that disappeared and showed back up in Berlin. And he said, they'll go underground and then reemerge at a later time under another thing. And, another banner, maybe.
Well, I understand that because of other prophets, and I kind of piece things together. Other prophets have said that the Democratic Party will just kind of like disappear. But what you're adding to that is they're not going to disappear. They're right. going to do their strategizing as if they've disappeared.
That's exactly
and
right.
And then
I heard.
Go ahead.
Well, I heard that they're going to arise again. And this was a very specific prophecy. The Lord said they would rise again and come to power under the Antichrist. Think about that. And I wasn't asking for that. He just told me this. And so that means that in a future time, sometime they'll be called something else, but it'll be the same ideas, same party, everything. And I want to tell you this, you know, there's the three major sins right now, I believe, is what's being dealt with. Abortion, same-sex marriage, destroying the families, and persecution of Israel. And these three things are what we're dealing with right now. All prophetic events are pointing to these things. And we must wake up.
Now, you saw something about Vice President Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
I did.
What did you see?
Well, I was, the Lord told me, he said, 21 days from the election, he said, there'll be something will come out. And he was specific to say it would come out. Something would like it was going to be, you know, come to the forefront. And 21 days from the election, Hunter Biden's laptop was uncovered and brought to the forefront. 21 days. And so when it was brought to the forefront, I had given a word that it would be I kept hearing Red October, Red October. And the old slogan for that movie years ago, it said the hunt is on or something. And then someone else posted a thing that said the hunter now has become the hunted. And when I gave the word Red October, then look what happened. The laptop came forward and it belonged to Hunter Biden. And so the hunter now has become the hunted, exactly the way it was said. God is very specific about it, 21 days. Well, you know what happened. This is something else in a prophecy that I could tell you about when the judge was placed in. It said, I told-
The Supreme Court Justice.
Right, Amy Coney Barrett. Mm-hmm. I heard that during this election time, there would be an earthquake that would take place. And I said that. Well, this morning, a 7.0 earthquake hit Turkey. And now they have tsunami warnings out. And this is, look how close in the election cycle we are. And it was prophesied in the prophecy of this judge becoming the Supreme Court Justice. It's amazing. God just, he's just amazing. He amazes me every day.
I feel that I've been walking with him 50 years, and I have to tell you, he amazes me every day. I feel like a lot of people said, you feel like you act almost like a little kid. Well, that's the way I feel with God. It's new every day.
you feel like a child just playing in a little puddle, wanting to get out in the deep water with it, you know.
Now, has God shown you anything about Congress and Senate? Will it be, who's going to be in control?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I believe he showed me. And, you know, in Judges chapter 5, you know, Deborah was a female judge of Israel. It's in Judges 5. Well, when I was praying and meditating over this, and I was going into the prophetic flow through those scriptures, it literally revealed this, Sid, and this is amazing now. It says, in this time, the Lord will appoint a woman, a mother, and she will arise, a woman judge. Well, Amy Coney Barrett is famous now for being the first Supreme Court justice to have school-age children and have seven children at that. So they're talking about it. And the Lord told me, he said, she's Deborah. She's Deborah in the Bible. So this is what made me look. And so he said, when he gets, and this is really amazing, said that she will arise when the Lord gets ready to deliver us and lead us out of the devil's rule. It said the Lord will run over him in the country of the red. And at this time, the earth will tremble. Well, that earthquake happened today. And then the heavens will start dropping, it says, water to prophesy for prophets, preaching for preachers, and discourses for the teachers. Then it said, when this happens and you see the woman judge, the mother, and the earthquake, it said, the hill will melt before the Lord. And every place where the law is given, it said, between the horns of the red or the Red Sea. So it's talking about, so when you see this woman judge appointed, a mother, she had to be a mother. When this happens, and the Lord is going to walk over the enemy's head in the country of the red. Well, that's the color of the Republican Party. And so when this happens, it says, you'll see the earth tremble. That'll be a sign that this is happening. And then it said, the hill will melt. Well, my first thought is Capitol Hill. It will begin to melt before the Lord. And so at that time, it said, it's going to happen even in the place where the law is given between the horns, where the red is, or the Red Sea. So, you know, we have three branches of government. We have executive, legislative, and judicial. Well, the legislative is two horns. Horns represent power, the House and the Senate. And it said that he's going to walk over them in that place, and they'll be the red will be between the horns. And so I took that. I was talking to another prophet about that, and I took that. That he's talking about taking over the House and the Senate.
Praise God.
So look at the three branches of government in prophecy that's dealt with right here. The judges first, then, and that was very specific. And the sign would be the earth would quake. Well, that happened. And we know the 21 days out, that happened. And now it said the hill will melt, and that he would take over and walk over the enemy in the place where the two horns, where the laws are made. And so I took it that that would happen. Now, it goes on to say in this prophecy that in the days of the past, I'll just cut it short here, said in the days of the past, people wanted to walk down the path of life or be pro-life. But they couldn't do it because of all the lying and the false and fraudulent conduct in the past. It said, but all of this changes when a woman judge, a mother arises.
Oh, my goodness. There are people cheering right now that are listening to you.
Well, we're in a place now where abortion can be abolished, washed away. Because of this judge, we're in a place now that if we can come up and the Lord's doing this in the party of the red. Well, this is a place we ought to be shouting, because this is the time we've looked at that we can walk down the path of life again. Pro-life. Walk down the path of life. Because, you know, how many times, my brother, you know, when a conception takes place, there's a little spark of lightning that happens. That's God visiting people at their baby shower. He shows up at their baby shower and he brings gifts. Jeremiah was a prophet that he brought a gift and made him a prophet to the nations when that spark of life happened. How many sparks of baby shower gifts has God brought that people have just killed? Men and women have just wiped away.
Robin, that begs a question. Mm-hmm. It's a little late for a lot of Americans who have already voted, unfortunately. Yeah. However, what is the consequence for voting for a party that's for abortion?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. In 2016, if you'll notice, when Hillary Clinton was running for president, shirts were made up. I'm with her. I'm with her. Everything was about with her. Well, now the book of Revelation talks about Jezebel. And Bill and Hillary Clinton's life is perfectly paralleled with Ahab and Jezebel. Hmm. That's who they are. And I mean perfectly paralleled, even to the land scandal and the death and all, the murder. So all of this thing happened. Okay, when they started putting shirts, I'm with her, the Lord showed me in the book of Revelation. He said, you see that right there? And I'm looking at this in the scripture now. He said, I will make a bed, and those who commit fornication with her, they will go into great tribulation. And it says this, it says, then it talks about, I will kill her children with death. This means a pestilence or a plague. So when the vote for Hillary Clinton, I'm just being bold right here and telling you something. When they voted for this, the champion of abortion herself, when they voted for this, it brought the coronavirus. That's where it came from. Because it said, then it will bring a death that will kill them with death. And so when you start doing things like this, God don't take the destruction of his heritage lightly. You don't come in and just start legislating the end of life for children and expect to get away with this. It's not going to happen. And so you people really need to be watchful of who they get in bed with, because a vote means I've come in covenant with you. I agree with you every way. And they were even wearing I'm with her shirts. I'm with her shirts. Well, now Biden said, I am the Democratic Party. That's what he said. I am him. And whoever comes in covenant with him will reap the harvest of the same. So it's time now to pray for crop failure. It's time now, if they've made the mistake of voting, they need for him. They need to be repenting, plead the blood. The Lord will forgive, just like he forgives. He can do this.
But there are people watching us right now that haven't voted yet.
Yes.
And they are, like I used to be, being Jewish. Yes. I was raised, the only party for us are the Democrats. And people are, it's sort of like someone goes to a church. Well, I go here not because I get so much out of it. Yes, my parents and my grandparents and all my friends go here. It's an awful thing, but that's the trap that a lot of people are in.
Sure.
If you're in that trap,
yes,
repent of your sin.
Yes.
And if you haven't voted,
yes,
then vote for life. If there were only one issue, I believe.
One issue.
And you mentioned it, three major issues, I might add.
Yeah, but the top one.
is abortion.
That's it. That's and it, bro.
I hate to even use the word abortion. It's child sacrifice.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Please do not vote for child sacrifice.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, we have, I purposely saved the most important prophetic word that the two of you have for the end. And as a matter of fact, you did a special teaching CD for me, which is, people can electronically order. It's the teaching is called Hidden Time. And we've been talking about a lot of, well, actually positive things, because I see wonderful things about ready to happen to our country. But we've talked about a lot of negative things. It's time to talk about something positive. What did God, and kind of briefly describe, what did God show you about the essence of this special teaching CD, Hidden Time?
You know, God uses Israel is like a time clock. You know, everything revolves around. He's going to do nothing that doesn't include them in some. And we're grafted into that vine. So, I mean, and if you look at Israel, just for this moment right here, see, God has given us a weapon, Sid, that we absolutely are not taking advantage of. And see, there's only one place in your life where there is no sin at all, and that's in your tomorrow, because you haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
So God talks to you from the place of no sin. He comes into your tomorrow and tells you, come this way, and he begins to speak to you there in total purity. Well, here's a nugget. If you take, in September, Rosh Hashanah happened. Well, 5781 is the year right now in Israel. It was the new year, 5781. Well, if you add it, 5 plus 7 plus 8 plus 1 is 21. But here's the thing. If you take the year of the creation of Adam, 3760, and you subtract it from the Jewish new year, it's 2021. It always comes out to the year we're in, always. No matter where you go, forward or backwards. But here is the key God tried to show us, is that in September, his new year came into being. But 3 months and about 15 or so days later, the rest of the world comes into a new year. So for 3 months, you're operating in the future. You're in the future. You're already in 2021, according to God's time. But the rest of the world is not there yet.
Because the Jewish calendar is based on a different system.
That's exactly right.
The Roman calendar.
That's right.
And
there's
this gap that occurs.
That's right. And
in this gap, you said it's a supernatural moment. Tell me the first time you were aware of this supernatural moment in this gap, because we're in it right now.
Yeah, we are right now.
Tell me a previous experience with the gap.
Okay, when I first became aware of this was in 2013, and it was when Thanksgiving and Hanukkah fell on the same day, and things began to happen, and the comet was passing over. All this stuff was taking place, and the Lord began to show me. He said, you're in the future. And he showed me the time gap between the new year in Israel and the new year in the Gregorian calendar. There's about 3 months, always around 3 months of time. He said, stand in this time. You're in the future, and declare what you want to come before 21 gets here. Start declaring it. He said he gave his people, not just prophets, all the people, his people can stand in that time. And it's almost as if he walks with them in that time, in the cool of the day, to establish their year that's coming ahead of them almost. And when you see that, man, it's amazing what happens.
So if I'm understanding you right, mm-hmm. someone can take a prophetic word from God.
Yes, yes.
Or a written prophetic word from Bible.
That's right.
And, mm-hmm. and proclaim it from the future, which mm-hmm. means...
That's the truth, bro.
It's got to happen.
That's amazing, because
this gap period, we want to take advantage of.
That's exactly right. And see, they can stand there and the first quarter, think about it, about 3 months. So the first quarter of the coming year, you can establish your whole year before you ever walk into it. If you understand the prophetic hidden time, it's there. It's been hidden for all this time. And once you see it, you'll know every time after Rosh Hashanah, start declaring what you want coming in your coming year. Start talking about it, speaking it out of God's word, and walk into it in the coming year.
And now, give me one example of from the past where you've said something that has come to pass.
Well, you know, I order my life during that time. In other words, like things for the ministry, if I was to sit down and just say one specific thing, I don't know that I could tell you one. It's so overwhelming what happens in the coming year. But you have to know it and start speaking it like we've seen prosperity come when there absolutely should have never been any. And we've during this pandemic, we've not suffered one day, not one loss, not one thing, because we speak from that time. And the whole congregation here will do it with us. They understand it. And they start speaking their lives, and miracle after testimony is given all the time of what's happened. I keep saying all the time. It's all time.
Oh, you prophets are all alike. Everything you say is like that. I'm going to proclaim two things right now.
Yes.
Because I am speaking from the future.
Yes, you are.
This moment.
Right this moment.
And I am going to proclaim that President Trump will be president of the United States.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
I agree with that.
Going to proclaim that the Republicans will take the Senate and the House. I am going to proclaim that the Supreme Court will overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
And I am going to proclaim that everyone watching us will move in the golden global glory that is going to so increase each person will be doing 100 times more than any minister in history because of the culmination of all of the flows of God's Spirit are about going to be in totality now. Why? Because God loves the world and he wants the whole world to come to know him.
Hallelujah.
And therefore, he chose America to be a nation under God that will proclaim the good news to the four corners of the earth.
I seal that.
In Yeshua's name, amen.
Can I say something to you before we...
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is a couple things that came up in my spirit that I have to tell you. One is this. Israel was created because God loved Israel. America was created because we loved God. And we're the two nations created in the love of God. The two nations that are created in the love of God. This is what I heard. You hear prophets say this, and I'm not disputing this. I'm about to say something, that President Trump will win by landslide. And the Lord said this to me to say to you, remember this. In landslides, it carries a lot of debris with it. Landslides carries a massive amount of debris as they fall. And remember this when it happens, because the landslide don't look pretty a lot of times, but it's still carrying power and momentum as it moves, and it's going to carry this debris with it. So that's one thing I heard from the Lord. The other thing I heard from the Lord was about you. I heard this sitting here while you were prophesying from the future. And the Lord said, your gift and your call, you've become a voice that represents now not just you and not just in the Jewish community, but now your voice has become a voice that represents Christians and believers everywhere. and you're going to now prophesy from the gap regions. You're going to start speaking from the gap regions and pulling time closer together from believers all around the world, not just the nation, but around the world. I see great revivals breaking out in Greece and different places, and you're going to be a voice that starts pulling these things together. And you will notice something in your life that around you and the crew that works with you, prophecy will start becoming more prevalent around your own circles. But you are the voice that the Lord has put in the gap to speak in all directions, prophesying like in Ezekiel, north, south, east, west, wind come, put the bones together. And this is what I saw concerning you while you were talking. Hallelujah. Good is the word of the Lord.
I appreciate that word. Well, Hallelujah. Lady Robin, did you have a last word before I close?
Yeah. You know, brother, I do. I was sitting here and when you were speaking and you used the word gold, I saw a harvest, a wheat field, and I saw it just acres upon acres, miles upon miles. And this wheat that had grown up had fiery tips to it. And I heard the word of the Lord say that this is the harvest that is coming to the church. It's a Holy Ghost harvest. Hallelujah. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost, and it will be moving across this land at a great phenomenal rate of speed. We will show a generation to come like in old days of the Holy Ghost, the movement that is coming, but it will be new, and the old will dance with the new, and the new will rejoice, and the old will laugh, because it will be such a time of rejoicing as this harvest is gathered in.
Hallelujah.
Good. Well, I want everyone that is with us to be sure and get this special audio CD called Hidden Time. And you get it by either clicking the link below or going to sidroth.org/time. sidroth.org/time.
Amen. So I just want to actually act on this, and I'm going to make a declaration and stand in this moment if this witnessed to your spirit, and then just give you an opportunity to do that too here today in the midst of witnesses. Sometimes we go, do this, and you're like, yeah, I should do that. Then you never do that. So it can be very simple, very brief, but if you grasp even a bit of the phenomena of this, that we are in a sovereign moment in time. And I came to church a few weeks ago and told you I was up early in the morning, and I had voted at the Board of Elections, but I also cast my vote. I just was able to freely enter into the Lord's presence, and I cast my vote for President Trump before the Lord. And it was so simple, it was so real though, and it was so authentic. And the council of heaven and that place in the throne room, this is where things really take place. This is what really changes stuff. And even as believers, we have this bend towards getting our eyes on stuff and things and ways and means. And as good as some of that is, we have to maintain this. This is what heaven's what really changes things. Heaven's what really matters. And let me just read this, because I was going to read it before the video, but just the scripture from 2 Chronicles. Let's see if it'll come up easy. Yep, there it is. 2 Chronicles 20:20. So they rose early in the morning, went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And sometimes the prophets speak things that make you go, you know that feeling, like, you know. And you have to come to a place, I've been saying this, that even within this atmosphere, the political atmosphere and everything that we're faced day by day, it comes down to this: who do you trust? And then you will end up believing who you trust. That's just a fact of life. So when I encounter someone that has a whole different mindset about this, I went, they trust that source or that source, and that's where their faith is. That's what they believe. But I don't believe that source. So there's not an argument. It's like I don't even have to be at war with anybody. I can just say, here's who I trust. I find who I trust. And it takes a while for me to trust sources and people. And I'm not going to apologize for that. You have to earn my trust. Once I trust, then you say things I believe. We truly need to be in this place with the Lord that I believe it's big. Trusting God comes first. Our issues aren't so much with believing. Believing comes naturally once you trust. I think our big issue is trusting the Lord, like really trusting Him. Do you trust Him with your life? Do you trust Him with the timing in your life? Do you trust Him with the ways and the means of your life? Because it's not until you get to that place, then the words come and you can start really entering into believing. Once you trust and you hear something from the Lord or His representatives and you go, I believe that, even if it twists me a little bit, even if it's hard, I twist. So I declare, and from this place, I declare that this election will go smoothly, and most of all, biggest burden on my heart, my declaration is that the decision, the outcome of the election will be decisive and clear. That alone will pull down so many things. I declare that the results of this election will be clear. And I just declare that. I declare that the economy of our nation, of actually the world is connected to this, will be safeguarded in this time, in this season. I declare that an end will come to this coronavirus, though the plans of the enemy are to extend it way, 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 way beyond and affect us. I declare that there will be this moment. I believe with all my heart this word from this prophet that something will come like the Red Sea and swallow it up. And in a moment, even in a moment of immense contention, that it will be swallowed up and resolved. And I declare that the plans of the global reset will be thwarted. They will be put down. And that the will of the Lord will come forth. That Roe versus Wade will be overturned. And that revival will break out. In our church, we will be on fire. Then a great awakening will come, that scales will fall off of all of our eyes and all of our hearts, that we will believe fully and that we will see the fulfillment of million souls coming to the Lord, coming. And in these days, we'll be completely on fire and we will live in a glory that we have not yet seen to this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Who's next?